And right now you're listening to WTIP North Shore Community Radio, broadcasting at 90.7 FM WTIP Grand Marais, 90.1 FM WGPO Grand Portage, 89.1 FM WKEK Gunflint Lake, and on the web at WTIP.org. And joining me in the studio right now, we have the three masters from the Fingerstyle Masters Weekend that's happening down in Bluefin Bay in Tofte. This weekend, we've got Mike Dowling, who you just heard, Gordon Thorne, as always, and we also have Randy Sabine, who just was up here last weekend as well. How are you all doing?
Very well.
Great,
just
thank you.
Fine
nice
and dandy.
Here.
All right, I'm so glad like all three of you are on the air now, so I'm so very happy about that.
It's nice to be here.
So you guys were just having a conversation about the song that you were just playing.
Yeah.
Can we get the mic down there?
Yeah, that's... That's a song written by Pishingina was his name, and he was a real prodigious composer, and he played flute in the soprano sax, South American gentleman, and you know I kind of gravitate towards those tunes like Randy does too, tunes that are melodic and exotic, and it's a nice departure from the rootsy kind of things we play. So yeah. You know. I just ask people to think of me as having a little variety and not schizophrenia.
Well, I remember Gordon coming in with a bunch of your albums and saying, yeah, you got to check this one out. This is all like real, like kind of polka combination stuff. So that's really cool how that's, you meld those things. Randy, you just had a event up here at the Northhouse Folk School last weekend. How did that go?
Yeah, I played for the North Shore Music Association swing dance last... well, I guess it wasn't just a swing dance, but ballroom dancing, Latin dancing, polka. And I had Mike DeBevic came out, played keyboard for me, and Jim Chenoweth played the bass. And we played music for dancing for 3 hours last Saturday night. And that when that was over, I went over to the Gunflint Tavern and sat in with Gordon.
Well, that was fun.
And, we had a big night of it. I should have just stayed up here. I don't know why I went back to St. Paul.
That was actually going to be my next question. It's like, did you just stay up here? Or did you
I should have, and I could have enjoyed this beautiful spring weather.
Yeah. I was gone for a little bit. Did it snow up here at all?
It did. It snowed here on Tuesday, I believe.
All right.
Yeah. Well, wasn't too bad, though.
Well, you guys all have instruments here. I know that you were admiring someone's Martin just like 5 seconds ago, but can we hear a song maybe? Give us a little taste of what's going to be going on this weekend down at Tofte.
Okay, these guys said they'd back me up, so.
Yeah.
They're not going to stay too far behind me either, they promised.
Yeah.
We'll keep it simple.
We're going to keep it real simple. We'll do like, it's kind of like a Monday morning type of thing, Monday morning blues type of thing. Slip the ring right off your finger, or you can go out paint up the town. But baby, do what you will, you're my woman still. Don't you ever take my picture down or let it hang, or let it hang in the corner to remind you that I'm still around. 'Cause though our love is through, I'll be heading home to you. Don't you ever take my picture down. Thank you. cooking bird, all the lard you keep in your kitchen. Go downtown, buy more by the pound. But true love, it ain't like lard. No, it ain't soft, baby, it's hard. Don't you ever take my picture down. But let it hang right in the corner to remind you that I'm still around. 'Cause though our love is through, I'll be heading back for you. Don't you ever take my picture down. Yeah, though our love is through, I'll be heading home for you. Don't you ever take my picture down.
You know, I think you guys have played together before.
Only in our dreams.
Depends on how you stack it up, right?
Yeah.
If you're joining us right now, we have a trio of great musicians here in the studio. We've got Mike Dowling, Gordon Thorne, and Randy Sabine, and they're all going to be playing at the 5th annual Fingerstyle Masters weekend. That's going to be down at the Bluefin Grill in Tofty tomorrow. And there's also, if I'm not mistaken, there's going to be kind of an informal performance tonight.
Yeah, whoever, yep, we got a Tom Schaefer. Tom Schaefer will be joining us, and we'll just whoever wants to swing into the bar out of the group of people that's going to be around down there to play can do so. Or I think Jim Alverhoy might show up and play some harmonica, and whoever wants to come down.
All right. I might have to break out my parents' old classical guitar and bring that. Is that allowed?
Oh, without a question.
All right.
You have to ask your parents.
Well, I have it with them. I don't know if they know I have it. But... Well, we have Gordon on the show all the time, but I really like to get to know these two guys more. Randy, why don't you tell us a bit more about yourself and your playing?
Well, I've been living in St. Paul for the past few years, teaching at McNally Smith College of Music, where I'm head of the string department there, and have violin, viola, and cello students. So that's what brought me from Hayward, Wisconsin, down to the Twin Cities, and just recently recorded a new record using the recording studios at the college and the engineer there, Chopper Black, and a lot of the college faculty. As the musicians in the band. So, yeah, it's been a very nice position for me to hold. And it's just great to be able to shoot right up here and play music up in Grand Marais, Tofty, play with Gordon. I see Gordon sometimes in the Twin Cities. So, yeah that's what I've been up to.
Yeah, we've been playing Soul of a Man is the new record. We've been playing it up here to kind of promote the show a lot. I really enjoy it. Did you write a lot of these tunes, or are they more traditional?
The instrumental pieces are cover tunes. So I did a couple of Spade Cooley numbers, a Bob Wills tune, a Dickie Betts number, traditional fiddle tune. But I wrote some original songs, and then I had Pat Donahue sings one of my songs.
Oh, cool.
Prudence Johnson sings one of my songs, and then a couple of vocal teachers from the college, Sean Parker and Judy Donaghy, sing another one of my songs. So it's kind of a variety pack, and it's a little bit like what Bob Wills would have done. You know, at his dances, he'd play some instrumentals, he'd play some waltzes, some polkas, some swing tunes, some hot numbers, and then do some blues, do some country songs. So I like variety when I listen to music, and I like to play variety for my own entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Do you play anything like more classical as opposed to more fiddle tunes as well?
Well, I studied classical violin, you know, starting in fourth grade, and I still practice that. That's what gives me the technique to, you know, play this ridiculous instrument. There's no frets on it, and it's just, it's a challenge. Every time I pick it up, I go, what am I doing? It's hard. And but I don't actually perform classical music in public. It just it's what I practice. And but it's that what that's what gives me the technique to be able to try to play in tune and get good tone and control the bow. The bow technique is probably the biggest thing. Just drawing the bow across the strings. You know.
On the other side over here, we have Mike Dowling, who's kind of, I know Gordon's been billing him as the headliner of the event. Let's hear.
I was the headliner. Mike is?
Whoa.
Not again.
I should have kept my mouth.
I drove the furthest.
So you better have your
name
first.
That's the rule. That's. I came from Wyoming. My wife and I drove out here. We've got family in Minnesota, and I used to have family in Wisconsin. I grew up in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, right in the middle of the state. My dad taught school there, and that's about the time back in about 1960 I got interested in the guitar and kind of kept to myself. I guess I was shy. I knew there were other guitar players around, but unlike now, I'd never go up to another guitar player and say, "Hey, I see you play a little bit. You want to pick a tune? Or what do you like to do? Or who do you listen to?" Mm-hmm. I just sat in my room and kind of worked on getting my thumb to go back and forth like Merle Travis.
Are you a musician? Is that like your main career?
That's my main career, yeah. Since about early 70s, I guess. And I've had the pleasure of, you know, being able to play in a number of different kinds of bands, from string bands to jazz bands and bluegrass. So, you know, always trying to say yes, you know, to an opportunity. If somebody asked me if I can come play with them, whether polka band or whatever they were doing. And little by little, you know, like we all do, we just learn a new lick this week and the next week and a new tune. And after years and years of just kind of plugging away at it, you know,
yeah, you've got by some default. You're
by you, default. You. Yes.
So how did you guys connect with Gordon to come up here for this event?
Well, I've been a fan. I've been a fan of Mike's for a long time. So I just hopped on the old internet and sleuthed him out and gave him a call, and he was a willing victim. So, and I'm just glad he could make it out here. It's really
glad to be a victim.
You don't hear
that.
One of
the few times you're going to hear
you don't hear that much. I'll acknowledge that right up front.
Be glad to be a victim. Fingerstyle weekend down the top.
Victim of music.
That's a snappy name. I think that's what attracts some people.
That could be our trio, the victims of music.
Gordon Thorne and the Victims to your band.
Oh. That is huge potential, I think.
Yes, come listen. Then you can be the victims, too.
Oh, man.
Well, I'd love to hear another.
I'm not sure we're selling the weekend. Right?
No. We might be going down the wrong trail.
Well, you can see these guys tonight at in the downstairs in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Is that right? And then tomorrow we'll upstairs.
We'll have workshops tomorrow. Mike will be giving a guitar workshop that starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And Randy will be giving a fiddle workshop that starts directly after. We're going to start his a little later. And then I'm giving the youth guitar workshop tomorrow, which starts once I get everybody tucked in into their own workshop. So I'm going to grab, there's a few kids that are coming down, and we're going to do some stuff. And then after lunch, they're going to come sit in on Mike's workshop when we're done. So
mm-hmm. Great.
That's the first year we've done this. I've decided to do a youth workshop, and I think it's really going to be fun. It's we got a grant this year, and what's really cinched the deal on the grant was it was Deb's idea. Let's put a youth workshop in there. That they love to see that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. So I took one for the team, so to speak, and I think it's really going to be fun to have some kids come in and some young kids come in and
absolutely
and get an eyeball.
Cook County is going to need to perpetuate having musicians up here.
What's that?
I said Cook County is going to need a constant flow of musicians up here. You got to get some new.
Got somebody take over, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear another tune if you guys have another one.
You got something, Mike?
We could do a blues. We'll
sure.
We'll be doing some blues in the workshop, and let's do something in E.
Okay.
I got the key to the highway. I'm billed out, I'm bound to go. I'm going to leave here running. Walk it is most too slow. I'm going down to the bottom, where I'm better known. You ain't do nothing but drive a good man, drive him from his happy home. Yes, I got the key to the highway. I'm billed out, I'm bound to go. I'm going to leave here running. Walking is most too slow.
Isn't that right, Randy?
You're right.
Go. When I leave this time, baby, you know I ain't coming back no more.
How about Court?
Walking is most too slow.